Welcome to I Got Your Six podcast, news and review, where we've always got your back when it comes to staying informed. Join us as we delve into the latest headlines, providing a comprehensive review of the week's top stories. From politics to pop culture, we've got you covered from every angle. So sit back, relax, and let us be your trusted source for news and analysis.
Hi everybody, hey, how you doing? This is your one and only Hood Professor. This is the Dr. Emeritus J.R. Bell. Yes, this is the news and review part two. I had to do a second one because the first one, I did not finish what I wanted to tell you. So, in the news and review, I want to let you know that President Joseph R. Biden is sending 38,000 meals over there to the Gaza Strip. Along with the Jordanian government, they're using a C-130 off from the U.S. from the Jordanian military, Jordanian Air Force base. They're running over. This is the first round of drops. Now, senators and congressmen, Republican senators and Democrat congressmen, saying to the president, "You're a day late and a dollar short." President Joseph R. Biden says, well, hey, I'm doing what I can. Now, a lot of people are also saying that if Trump gets any more coherent, the right-wing evangelicals will claim he's speaking in tongue. That's funny. Good, but that is good. Also, I wanted to let you know what's going on in the northern region of California, of the Sierra Nevada area. This heavy winds, heavy snow. Snow's coming up, and also it's heavier things like that. Remember, right now, this is election year, and I'm going to tell you, listen, be careful. You need to keep out there, start voting. Yes. Man.
Wait for my plug.
Listen, right now, also listen, in Kansas City, yep, Branson, Missouri, a family friend travel destination has higher crime rate than Kansas City. Wow, at 67, that is really pretty bad. Did you also know that one of the best cities, this is on a lighter note, one of the best cities to live in if you are a person of color and you're looking to make a change? A city for black and brown people that will automatically help you if you're trying to become this, reinventing yourself. You want to go to the state of Georgia. A lot of people say, well, what about those southern states? Well, Georgia is a place specifically has catering to black and brown people. A notable scholar said black and brown people in the state of Georgia are producing higher number of multimillionaires. Also, did you also know that the Powerball and the Mega Million going on right now, if you are watching March 3rd, Powerball is 460 million. Mega is 650 million. Hey, if you got the chance, buy a ticket. You never know. It only takes one. You might just cost you. Depending on what state you live in, if you live in a state that has the multiplier, then it costs $2 per ticket. An extra dollar for the multiplier. If you live in a state that don't, it's just only $2. Some people, you can buy, like me, I live in the state of California, I buy one Powerball, one Mega, and one Super Lotto. That cost right there is $5. So that automatically makes me good. So that kind of helps me out right there. That's what I do right there. That's how I buy my ticket. And I do it twice a week. I do it two times a week. So I only spend $10. And guess what that covers? One thing of coffee at a Starbucks. Yes. Also, on a lighter note, this is a great time. This is a great season and a time of tax time. Remember, don't forget, file your taxes. If you have to do some indentments, do your indentments and make sure that you get your tax preparers right. Last year, over 2,000 people did not file their taxes. Some of them didn't file because they didn't have all their stuff together, or some couldn't file because It's not their social security number, so sometimes you just gotta be careful. Yes. And listen. And also, Kansas City Police Department investigating shooting at the North Kansas City High School. And that's what I want. Oh, that was something because I was looking at Kansas City, so that's what I was looking at. Oh. Also, I'm going to say yes. Also, wanted to tell you right now on X, which is formerly Twitter, you can actually do a lot of. They're doing a lot of good things on there, so that you can be this person that can be really good. So, if you're looking to do something great, check out X. Also, former Elon Musk did something that no other super billionaire has ever done. Did you know that Elon Musk has control of the infrastructure? Let me tell you something. He also has his Space Force. He has his trucking. He also has contracts with the U.S. military and also the U.S. government. And he's also about to do something else. He's about to help out with colonizing Mars and also putting stuff on the moon. And he also has satellites, which is his Starlink. And the U.S. military and the U.S. government uses his Starlink. Check that out. That is something great. Also, I wanted to tell you something right now on a level that I wanted you to understand about something. I want to tell you something that this is something former ambassador and also governor of South Carolina, Governor Nikki Haley, is trying hard to seek her win. She's not be able to pull out. She did won one state, but that state right there is like, well, you won whatever. It's like saying you won, let's say you won North Dakota. What? Yeah. She said that she rejects a third party, no label, presidential bid, saying she wouldn't even be able to work with a Democratic vice president. So, she says she's not able. She says the former South Carolina governor and former ambassador to the United Nations rejects a third party bid on Friday in this her opposition. No label, meaning that she said, I'm a Republican and that's what I'm going to stay a Republican and I'm going to do that no matter what. With the indications of the bipartisan and everything else, that is what happened. Also in the news today, I want to tell you something right now. In the news today, the Department of Defense, along with the Secretary of the Army, Secretary of the Air Force, Secretary of the Coast Guard, Secretary of the Navy, and Secretary and the Marine Corps and Secretary of the Marine Corps, all SecNav and all that, Sec Defense, all them, they all got together and they all were talking. And they were asking, people were asking, we need more money. They were asking for more money for their military, for the employees, all the military people, the non rates and stuff. In the U.S., they decided, they passed this rule that officers, a lot of officers not getting their bonuses. They used to get bonuses and stuff, but not no more. They rejected that and it got voted and they rejected it. 2/3 majority said no. So, also want to tell you something. Where am I at? Yeah, okay, wait. Yes. They said that also in Business Insider, they said that Mount Everest over there in Nepal said that it's trash filled, overcrowded with tourists. Since the last living member. Sorry. Yes. Also, former president Donald J. Trump's wife, Melania Trump, wants husband President Trump to be humiliated over Stormy Daniels' sex scandal book. Yeah, that's something. I don't think she said it. My opinion. But we'll see. I'm just saying, because it doesn't sound like her, but a lot of people are saying that, you know, oh well. In Las Vegas, in the website The Street, they said in Las Vegas added two new major attractions. Sorry. They're adding another concert hall, and they're adding a destination for more than gambling. They're also adding a music park, a world-class music park. Parents might not want to spend a week there, but their kids want to go there, like with Taylor Swift. They also have the NFL, the NHL, and also learn that adults like to gamble. The Comcast Universal Studio plans to build a permanent installation to its Halloween Horror Night expansion. Why Area 51 amusement park, like off the strip, has thriving, and they're adding more stuff. So it's not too bad for that. Also, NBC has apologized because of what happened when Kelly Rowland refused to do the show because her green room was smaller than Jennifer Lopez, and she didn't like that, even though she was pregnant. Yes, she did not like that. And that's something that I did not, well, yeah. And that's something that a lot of people were like, what? Also, did you also know, in the news, did you also know, a Raw Story posted this. Crowds go silent as Donald J. Trump, again, confused Biden and Obama at a Virginia rally. Yeah, he's kind of old. But what do you got? Old and old. Who are you going to choose? Old in the house or old trying to get in the house? That's basically what you're kind of look. But let me clarify something. I want you to understand something. There's something that you need to understand, and I want you to know about this right here. Listen to this. This is something I want you to get think about. When you go out here and start voting local elections. The local elections are the most important thing. The presidential has nothing to do what local election is. You need to know about what's going on in your local election. You need to vote in on who's the judge, city council, who's the mayor, and stuff like that locally where you live. That's the one that's more important. National, yeah, but that's later. You need to start with local stuff. The reason why? Because you need to vote on your local delegates. Like in certain states they have judges and stuff. In other states, they have what you call magistrates. It's like up the north in area, like Pacific Northwest, not Pacific, New England area, along that area, like there near Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, the Amish Dutch area, some like Lancaster and stuff like that. They have what you call magistrates. There are people that are appointed, that are voted in, and they're judges that are voted in. Some of them do traffic. Some also do minor stuff like legal matters, dealing with tickets and stuff, mainly dealing with stuff like maybe fines and stuff, small stuff like that. You didn't pay your property tax, you go see the magistrate, stuff like that. And now when it comes to criminal and stuff, that's when they have lawyers, when they have judges that were lawyers and stuff. Yes, that's things like that. So you gotta start doing your local stuff like that. Also, did you know NBC News, a cowboy ski town where high earners can't afford a home face housing battle. Steamboat Springs, Colorado, despite offering a salary of $167,000, the city of Steamboat Springs can't find the head of human resource who can afford a place to live. Surrounded by ranches and famous for its training of the Olympic athletes, Steamboat Springs, Colorado, also offering doctors to pay more than $1 million. A Steamboat Springs doctor is willing to pay more than $1 million for a home, have been repeatedly outbidded by an all-cash out-of-town buyers. Houses are constantly going skyrocketingly high in Steamboat Springs. Short-term rentals are becoming the thing. Houses that were once for sale are becoming Airbnbs. Houses there used to be for employees and hotel guests are now houses for guests, and hotels are for employees. Ski resort. A lot of the ski resorts said they can't even afford to give raises, so they let people stay there. In areas that were mainly for the guests, now it's for employees. Yes, because it's the booming real estate and the rising interest rate. And also because the state of Colorado, the cost of living is going up because of the marijuana. That's right, because of marijuana. That's what happened, yeah. And it's so hard for outside folks out of the mountain resort even wrap their heads around why. So I had, like, Utah, Virginia have been odds over restrictions on short-term rentals, Airbnb and ballot initiatives on the rental thing and stuff like that. Basically what they're saying is that people are being priced out because the place becomes a hotspot for tourists, everything goes up. Bingo. Now you understand. Now, did you also... Sorry about that. You know that Indy 100 posted that Donald J. Trump had these tennis shoes called Never Surrender sneakers. Yeah, I wouldn't mind getting a pair. I want a pair. I just want a pair. Never Surrender, yes. Golden sneakers, last month dubbed the Never Surrender. I want a pair of those, Never Surrender. But you know what, can't get them. But I like to find them where I can get them. Yes. The gold with the, in the back, it has the American flag, and on the side it has the nice T on it for Trump. Yes, I want one of those. I really do. I gotta find out where I can find one. I wanna get a pair. It's something that I really need to be looking for and stuff. I really gotta find it. Yeah, I'm looking, the reason why you see a lot of pausing and stuff is because I'm looking at, as I'm talking, I'm also looking and looking at my notes and stuff. Sorry about that, I'm looking at a lot of my notes and stuff. Cause some things I can't talk about cause that's going into another podcast, but not what's online. So that's the reason why, okay? All right. Apologize for that, but you know, hey, you gotta apologize. All right, fam, just gotta apologize. Yeah. So, yeah. So, now. The shoes sold out at a shocking price of $3.99 a pop, $400. The shoes are now 75% off. I'm about to find them. I'm going to get me a pair. I really do want a pair. I'm going to get me a pair. Yes, I am. A guy check this out. This is, check this, I mean, this is what I call news in review. Check this out. A guy spent 8,500 pounds. No, 8,500 pounds a year to live on a train. Who does that? And check this out. And the New York Post posted that a $2 million dream mansion had squatters, and they refused to leave. They said, we own it, because nobody was here. Did you know that, did you also know that squatters can take over any house? As long as they pay the bills. They had one in Florida. Guy had a $200 million home. Guy was living in it. He was paying the property tax on it. He started a company and was running a company out of that place. Wasn't his house. When the actual owner came to get his house, he couldn't take it because the city said the squatter owned it. So he had to sue and take the squatter to court. That's something I never knew about, and I really didn't know that you could do that. It happens. Hey, just wanted to get that. We're way too far on this one. Hey, thank you. I appreciate y'all, guys. That was just news and review part two. Stuff that I wanted to add on and stuff. Sorry about the pauses and stuff, but I'll catch y'all in the next round. Hey, this is your hood professor, Dr. J.R. Bell, Emetris, the one and only. Catch you in the next round.
Thanks for tuning in to I Got Your Six podcast. News and review. Remember, we've always got your six when it comes to keeping you informed and engaged. Be sure to subscribe for more insightful discussions and join us next time as we continue to navigate the ever-changing landscape of current events. Until then, stay informed, stay engaged, and remember, we've got your six